The hatch remained closed. A cold prickle raced down Vistara's spine, and she glanced back up the tunnel to see a trio of Sith sabers racing into view. The one in the middle was holding a live grenade, while the two flanking him were armed to defend him, one with a blaster pistol and the other with an active lightsaber. Vistara fired three bolts at the Sith in the center, but his companion with the lightsaber simply stepped forward and deflected the attacks into the walls. She was not surprised when the three men stayed long enough to evaluate her situation, then disappeared back up the tunnel just beyond her view.
"Computer!"
Vistara whispered into her throat mic.
"What's wrong? The code was correct. I know it was."
"Affirmative. The passcode was correct."
"Then open the Sharstung hatch!"
Vistara ordered.
"This is an emergency!"
"Emergency acknowledged. The hatch will open as soon as the outer doors are secure."
"Override!"
Vistara ordered.
"Open now!"
"Override authorization code, please."
374.
Vistara stopped herself, realizing that any attempt to bluff her way through an override code was bound to backfire.
"Cancel. Just open the hatch at the earliest opportunity."
"Of course. That is the nature of an emergency declaration."
Vistara put her back against the hatch, then sat on her heels and aimed her blaster pistol up the tunnel. Her situation wasn't all that bad. All she had to do was hold off the sabers until the computer sealed the hangar's outer doors. How long could that take? 5 seconds? 30 at most? That might have been a problem had her pursuers been trying to kill her, but they wanted her alive, and they thought they had her trapped. With that kind of advantage, she could hold them off 5 minutes, easy. A woman's boots came into view, standing on the tunnel floor high enough up the slope that they were all that was visible. Vistara took aim and fired. The tip of a crimson lightsaber swung into view and batted the bolts back toward the hatch. They landed well above her head, but close enough to the control box that she did not want to risk it again. The boots continued forward another few steps until Vistara could see the thighs above them. Lady Sashel's voice rang down the passage.
"We can play this game until you deplete your blaster's power cell."
The Kashyyri dropped to her haunches and met Vistara's gaze.
"The only thing you will accomplish is to make me angry. Surrender now, and you will not suffer while you are in my custody."
"What about after?"
Vistara scoffed, realizing there was more than one way to stall.
"Can you guarantee my safety until I speak to Grand Lord Vol?"
A chorus of laughter sounded behind Sashel, and she shook her head.
"No one can do that,"
she said.
"Grand Lord Vol has been replaced."
"Replaced?"
Though Vistara felt not even the slightest inclination to mourn Vol's passing, her surprise was genuine.
"Who could do that?"
"Come and see,"
Sashel replied.
"The new Grand Lord is most eager to grant you an audience."
"I'd like to."
Vistara glanced up at the control box, wondering how long it would be before the red status light on its face turned green.
"But I'm afraid that would interfere with my mission."
"Which mission is that?"
Sashel scoffed.
"The one to reveal all our secrets to the Jedi? Or the one to kill another High Lord?"
"The one to kill the Jedi Queen,"
Vistara answered. It had been her original assignment, and the claim was just audacious enough to sound plausible.
"It was assigned to me by High Lord Talon."
This drew a snort of laughter even from Sashel.
"When? Just before you ran a lightsaber through his back?"
"In the maw,"
Vistara said.
"Shortly before I persuaded the Skywalkers to protect me from him and my father."